Hello, everyone, and welcome to episode 190 of Moogle Go on Radio. I'm one of your hosts, Chili, as we talk about Fantasy 14 and all random other stuff that we talk about on the show. A lot of food. Quite a lot of food, if I'm completely honest. But we've reached 8 years! We're on the 8th anniversary. We've got a new layout, a new banner, a new logo. We've got loads of new stuff. Like, I hope you've all enjoyed the new changes. But joining me, as always, is my wonderful and great co-host for the last 8 years, is Paul. I'm sorry you've had to put up with me for 8 years.
I'm sorry you had to put up with me for 8 years. What are you on about? I can play reverse jitsu with you. Don't make me. I'm doing good today. I've had a very weird day because I've actually been awake on normal British times and not American times. So it's been quite weird.
I mean, I bet your day hasn't been as weird as mine. Remember Manchester with the person that said they loved me, right? Remember I was in a completely different town and someone ran up to me and said they loved me and hugged me.
It sounds like Manchester, yeah.
Today, someone came up to me and said, "Are you Elvis?" Yeah.
Okay. I didn't know Chili was the reincarnation of Elvis.
I said no, and then they walked away sad. So that was my evening today.
Now, you should have said yes, and that would have made that guy's day, you know?
Okay.
Should have said yes, and they'd have been like, "Oh, she just met Elvis." And then, you know,
I'm like, no.
Back to the psych ward they would have gone to, you know? But
they're like, But enough about my day and our days. We should learn about our guest day. We are lucky to have the wonderful and always amazing Camaris on the show. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having me. It's great to see both of you again.
It feels
Chili
like
can't stop
forever.
Talking about you.
Yeah.
I feel like it's every day when we do a podcast, he talks about you.
Oh, that's really sweet, though. That's really sweet. Yeah.
I still want to go get my card graded. Like, I'm really tempted. I'm really tempted. Because I've got your TCG card. I really want to get it.
Mm-hmm,
really
mm-hmm. Yes. I have a second one coming out soon, too. I'm really excited.
May I try and get one?
Oh, absolutely. Are you kidding me?
Yay.
I'm excited. You have to have one to go with your first one.
Yes. Thank you so much. Mm-hmm. So, with your new debut that happened, it was last month, if I'm correct?
Yes, March 9th.
How did everything go?
It was wonderful, honestly. A dream. I had spent a couple of weeks with my manager prepping and promoting and doing all the fun things. And it's been in the works for 2.5 years. And it finally came to fruition on March 9th.
That's awesome. Thoughts on your readers, your new, you know, outfit and stuff since... You know, switching over. Like, I do love it. It's very floofy.
Thank
I like the
you.
Horns.
Yeah, I do too. That's probably been one of the subjects of the most chatter is the fact that I went from really tiny little nubbin horns that everybody would call gumdrops to now having the actual full-fledged horns that I should have always had. I grew into them. So I'm out of my awkward stage. I'm fully into
the baby
actual
you've
rock
lost
candy.
The baby horns.
I lost the baby horns. No
Make
more
sure
baby
horns.
Make
sure you put those
horns.
Under your bed, though. That might be kind of painful, I guess.
No. You know what, though? Here's the thing. If you put the gumdrops under your pillow, okay, then the rock candy gods will bring you extra treasure.
We heard it all here, folks. We've heard the lore here. So you've been getting into other games recently. What games have you been enjoying the most?
Ark.
Nice.
There's just so many dinosaurs. Like I've literally just lost so many hours into Ark already. I was gifted, what was it? Ark Survival Evolved. I was gifted that. And so I played that for quite a bit. And then I realized Ascended is out and it's upgraded and it's really nice. And I may or may not have bought a server last night. So I have a private server now. I really, really enjoy Ark, if you can't tell.
Have you tried Ark, Paul? I know I tried it once on the PlayStation a long time ago.
Yeah, I played with a bunch of buddies, and I'm terrible at survival games, so I just follow them, and I'm like, oh, look, a dinosaur, and then I just get killed by a Velociraptor. I'm like, okay.
Yeah, you gotta have the bolas. You gotta take the bolas with you. Yeah,
I didn't know what a bola was.
You know what's funny? I didn't either before I played Ark. I had no idea. I'm like, what the fuck is a bola? What is this? I don't know what this is. And I started just kind of unlocking all the engrams, and collecting everything, and then I saw bolas, and I made one not knowing what it was, and then I accidentally threw it at like a parasaur. I'm like, oh, that's what this does. So now it's like, it's customary. I keep like 10 of them on me at all times, because otherwise, yeah, the raptors will eat your face off.
Yeah, I didn't find it fun. And my friend was like, just go punch trees. I'm like, all right. So I just did that for about 2 hours.
Like, go okay. Punch trees, yes.
Punch trees, the Minecraft experience in Ark.
I mean, it really is. I mean, it's, what is it? People say it's Minecraft with RTX turned on. I really enjoy it, though. It's really fun.
See my PC taking off because I forgot to turn down the graphics. I'm like, oh yeah, you just put that to auto ultra.
Yeah, thanks, it does that. It will put it on epic right away.
It was nice though because it just looked pretty. Mm-hmm. And I kept getting picked up by these blasted birds and they got thrilled. Oh, okay, that was great.
It's the seagulls. It's the ancient seagulls because they want to eat all the food in your bag.
Hey, yeah, my ancestors. Yeah.
Yes. Your ancestors. Listen, your ancestors were eating the berries out of my pocket just recently. And honestly, I've been murdered by one or two seagulls in that game, like easily, right off the bat from the beach.
It's a fun game. I wish I played a little bit more. I kind of stopped playing because I went back into Rust, mm-hmm, which is just another survival game, but with guns and no dinosaurs.
I that was gifted to me as well. I have not tried it. I love survival games. They're a huge love for me. And I think the biggest part of why is not so much the actual like fear of the survival, but more so the excitement of getting micro tasks done. There's something that just itches the best part of like my brain when I collect X amount of resources, or I don't know, maybe it's just the hoarding nature of being one third dragon, but it just feels really, really good to have a lot of stuff in your pocket until you're encumbered.
Yep, and then just blow.
Pretty much.
No, I liked Rust in the sense of I'm not scared about the survival part. It's more I'm just scared about the players of the part because it's a PvP.
It's PvP. Yeah, see, I'm baby. I play on PvE. I don't play PvP. I'm not good at PvP. Not because I'm bad at the actual PvP aspect. I don't like who I become when I'm on a PvP server because I will chase them down and destroy them if they hit me even once. I will devour them and it's not pretty. So I kind of lock that part of me away real tight with like two locks and extra keys, and I stay in PvE, so I'm not a problem on the internet.
A problem on the internet? There's no such thing. There's too many problems. You could be the epic raid leader, you know, leading the raid to storm like players' base.
Oh no. See, here's the thing. I'm the raid boss. I'm the one that's the problem because people have to beat me. I mean,
lead the raid. Do they raid me?
I don't lead the raid. They raid me.
Touche. I can't say anything. I'm just under the water, so it's fine. No one can get me unless they have diving kits.
There you go. See that's a great way to do it.
You have the land, Chili has the air, and I have the water.
Oh, that's perfect. Look at us. Together, you know what? We would be able to rule together, all three of us.
We do need the volcano lands as well, actually, now. Living in lava, we need someone that...
The three kingdoms.
Yes!
Lava is just hot water. I can take that.
Yeah, it really...
it's just hot water. Spicy. Let me just go for a swim
spicy
into
water.
It.
Oh.
Now I'm calamari.
I mean, you can fish in 14 lava, so, you know.
That's true. Spicy calamari.
Touché. I
haven't
actually been
talking 14. I know you used to play a long time ago, and, well, not a long time ago, but a while ago, should we say. Mm-hmm, and with the release of Dawn Trail coming out in June, July technically, but we all they say early access is June, but come on, nearly everyone that plays the game is gonna be, it's not really early access, it's that's the release date. Yoshi P, stop lying.
Pretty much.
Everyone has pre-orders, everyone has took days off, the country stops for a wee bit.
Anyone that is playing the game currently will pre-order it,
yeah,
pretty much, unless they're really new into the game, of course.
Mm-hmm. Says the two people that haven't pre-ordered it yet.
The difference is I'll have it pre-ordered before June. So.
Oh, yeah. No, I'm salty about my pre-order. I'm very salty.
Oh, what happened?
I am. Okay. So, I got a confirmation, right? That I got the collector's box, right? Like the physical collector's box. And then an hour later, they said that my card was fraudulent. After I was like, no, this is the same card I buy everything. So the system got so overloaded that it read my card as fraud. And yeah, they're like, oh, I'm sorry, you don't have a collector's edition anymore. I'm like, are you kidding me? After I fought for 25 minutes? So I have not gone back to pre-order. I've been a little salty about it.
It's still available. At least they keep telling me if I want to pre-order it still. So.
Mm-hmm.
At least in Europe,
like the collectors, I've just looked at it, I'm not looking at this website for at least another week.
I'm not gonna get it. I'm just gonna get the normal. It's not that I don't like Final Fantasy. Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, but I just don't like the statue and I don't like the class.
Right.
Because
right.
I wanted pirate class. I did not want Viper. Ah. I was very disappointed. I wanted a swashbuckling pirate, but no.
Yeah.
And I'm now have a crippling addiction to Warhammer, where I've spent 60 quid this day, and I do not regret it.
Oh my. Yeah. My guns
will fight on. Mm-hmm. They will fight on in my name.
Yeah. When I was looking at everything back at FanFest, I was just like, you kind of have this Corsair look to you. Because I played a lot of Final Fantasy XI, so when I was looking at everything, I'm like, are they bringing Corsair? Are we going to do Corsair?
That's what I was like. I didn't play 11.
Corsair?
I didn't play 11, and I'm like, Corsair, please.
Yes,
I'm waiting for a pirate class, please.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I was also hoping for Corsair for gambling.
Yes. I very much loved the class. Because in 11, I played Dragoon, Dancer, and Corsair. Like, those were the three jobs. And so far in 14, I've played Dragoon and Dancer. So I was just like, am I going to get 3 for 3? Am I gonna get 3 for 3 in this one? Nope, sadly. But yeah, as far as Dawn Trial, yes, I do plan to play. I'm probably going to keep MSQ to myself and not stream MSQ because I haven't been as actively streaming 14 lately. But I really love doing a lot of the treasure hunting and maps and doing fate farms, so a lot of that is typically what I will more than likely be streaming if I stream it. If not, I still plan to play for myself because I very much love the game. I'm just very, very behind due to life being chaotic.
Well, as they say, most VTuber lives do become very chaotic after a debut, so
mm-hmm. Yes,
that's why I'm happy. I'm just a picture that moves every now and then.
You know what, though? PNGTubers, honestly, PNGTubers are valid, so There's a lot of fun things with that. I had a PNG tuber for quite a while before I got my live TV.
Sorry. Carry on. No, carry on.
Oh, okay. No, that was it.
Okay. Okay. People were so confused when I just because I got a new outfit for my PNG tube and I just kind of changed. Mm-hmm. I didn't do a Debbie, I just changed.
Yeah.
I was like, you should have done it. I'm like, no, it's okay.
Well, I mean, to be honest, debuts are not really something that you must have. I think a lot of people, especially in content creation sphere, that want to do VTubing, think that they have to spend an outrageous amount of money or do a really big elaborate debut. I mean, honestly, debuts are mostly for corporate VTubers, and I just wanted something really exciting because mine was 2.5 years in the making, and I had planned a lot of fun stuff. So for me personally, it was debut needed to happen. But for most people, I don't tell people that they have to debut or do anything super, super special. But it's always good to celebrate, having something fun with it. Mm-hmm.
I mean, when you spend that much money, because obviously models are not cheap.
No.
I've worked with a couple of VTubers and they have spent a lot of money on that. So it's like,
yeah,
you want to show it off. You want to get that debut. You want to get people to have a look at it. Yes. For me, this cost me 40 quid. I didn't need to debut it because I'd probably change it when it comes to Dawn Trail. But, you know, it was nice and cheap. I love it. Great. Simple. I don't need to do a debut. Say if I put thousands of pounds into a model and decided, you know, F it, let's do it, then I would put more effort into debuting and like hyping it up. But until that day, probably not, because I'm a cripple and I don't not have that money.
Yeah,
I get paid from the government.
It's a lot of money to put in. So, you know, you don't have to spend the money if you don't have to, right?
Yeah, I just enjoy streaming.
Yeah.
And I don't have to show my face because I'm fugly. So I'm happy.
It's always good to be able to be like, I don't have to do anything except turn on this thing. And then stream and then enjoy yourself. That's why I started VTubing.
That's why I started streaming. There's like, there's no point of like doing something you don't like.
Have fun
with it. Do everything. That's why I get annoyed at Chili, because Chili's like, oh, we're losing followers because I'm playing Seven. I'm like, bro, it's a fucking stream. You're playing Seven. It's a game you like. I don't care if we're losing followers.
It all depends.
I don't know. I'm really bad with that. Like, I know I shouldn't care, but I still care. Like, it brain is like, oh, God, number go down.
Well, it's understandable, though, right? Because at the end of the day, you want to make sure that your time is valued, right? And sometimes it can be a little disheartening to see lower numbers than what are hoped for or worked for. I understand that. You know, for instance, I face cammed for almost 4 years before I started VTubing, and I had the some of the best concurrence that I've had ever in my streaming career when I was face camming. And then when I started, you know, when you're streaming to 150-ish plus people, typically for your CCV, and then you drop like to a fourth of that sometimes, it can be heartbreaking. But it's all about doing what you like, and it's not so much about the number as it is how you feel about the action. Growth comes in so many different ways, but hopefully you find that playing the game that you're playing and enjoying the things that you're doing can outweigh some of the other stuff, because the other stuff can get worked on later. You have to make sure you're doing what you love and what makes you happy. And ultimately, hopefully that will help you feel better throughout, you know, your growth journey.
Mm-hmm. Hey, come on, Chili, write this down. Come on, write this down.
I mean, I tell this to everyone myself. That doesn't mean I listen to myself.
The hypocrisy here, Chili. The hypocrisy.
But the truth is, like, do any of us actually take our own advice, right? Like, it's as I say, not as I do, right? So that's why you have to have friends that, you know, have similar mindset, because you'll listen to other people, but listening to yourself, taking your own advice, never. I don't take my own advice sometimes. I really should, though.
I mean, yeah, I know that feeling. So before, I think we're gonna have to lose you soon. Before we go, how was the delicious hot pot? Because I've never had hot pot. I don't know what it is.
It was so good. It really was. So it was a tester hot pot before I planned my hot pot stream. Because my amazing community contributed and purchased me like a hot pot and all the tools to go with it. For those that are not familiar, a hot pot is in various different forms. Like the Japanese version is like called shabu shabu, because shabu shabu is like the sound of swish swish. So it's like thin sliced meats, vegetables, anything that can go into like this hot pot of soup broth, and you can just load it up with tons of stuff. And the point is that you cook your own food by swishing it around in the broth, because it's hot enough as it cooks that it cooks instantly almost, and you enjoy it with friends. It's made to be like a cooking experience, kind of like Korean barbecue. Like you do that with like a whole bunch of people, and it's just a really fun experience with other people. So we did that, and it's a soup version that's delicious. So I tried that with a couple of people yesterday, and it was amazing. And I'm looking forward to having it again soon, because now I can have it anytime I want at home.
Again, I have never tried Korean barbecue either. So,
oh, it's so good! It's so good. If you ever have a chance,
I want to try it, but I eat too fast, and I feel bad for anyone else that's on the table with me.
Oh,
it's fucking true.
Okay. Here's the beauty of this, right? Most places that do like hot pot or Korean barbecue or like Japanese barbecue, most have like the all you can eat kind of thing. And they give you a timer. So you can like literally sit there, cook all the stuff you want, eat as fast as you want, and enjoy yourself. And other people, they can catch up. So I want to encourage you to enjoy yourself if you ever get a chance to try any of those three things, because they are wonderful, fantastical, not just food, but experiences to enjoy with other people.
Try and find one in York and get like Dibby and me and you, Chilli. We'll go try and find one.
We'll try and find someone in England, somewhere in England.
I mean, there's one in London. There's Hot Pot London, but
You'll have to take a picture so I can see. I want to see your hot pot.
We'll do.
Awesome. I'm really sorry that I do have to pop out, but honestly, this was absolutely fantastic. And thank you again. And congrats on 8 amazing years, the wonderful layout, all the fun stuff that you have going on. I'm excited to see what you have in store next.
And safe
thank
travel
you for joining
you.
Us. Have a safe travel, and hopefully we can have you on again soon.
Oh, yes. DM me anytime, okay?
I sent you my hot pot. Where's yours? Please respond. Sorry. Oh! I don't know why that got into my head.
I sent you my hot pot. Please respond.
Please respond.
Yes. Awesome. Well, have a wonderful rest of your day, and thank you again so, so much.
Have a good
thank
one.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.
I don't know why I'm waving, because nobody can see me, but I'm still doing it anyway. Well, that was fun. And I got that working, so I'm really proud of myself. Like,
everyone,
I
claps for Chilli. Claps for Chilli. He got it working.
Yeah. I wasn't sure.
Because I sure as hell weren't. Because I sure as hell weren't going to get that working.
I got the reactive images because for some reason you were a Muppet from Christmas still.
I was a Muppet.
You know what? So.
I mean, you're not wrong. I am a bit of a Muppet, but still. Carry on.
So yeah, the new layout. We've got the new banner. Hope everyone likes it. I hope everyone likes the new layout for this as well.
I like it because it's better than my shitty makeshift one that I made.
Well, now you can use this one too, Paul. Because yeah,
this is where Paul fucking forgets to do it next time we do a podcast. Someone needs to remind me a week before the next podcast to put all this in. Or I will just forget. Yeah, again, thank you to Karis for coming on. Even if it was only for half an hour, it was very nice to talk to her again. Claps in chat.
Thank you so much again, and thank you for bringing your community over with a raid, and thank you for all the follows. Again, thank you to Claptojack, Beanil, and Tran Terminus for following us. You're wonderful individuals, and that means a lot.
You could also hear when Chilli was talking to Karis and talking about the card and getting a card. You could hear him. You could see his smile and his rosy cheek.
Yeah.
You could see it. You could picture it.
Yeah. I was really like,
he's smiling. He's smiling over there.
Look, I love cards. So,
I love cards.
Random figures. Like, I've invested in a horror movie just so I can have action figures of YouTubers. I don't even like horror, but I invested just so I could have random action figures. I like stuff like that.
I mean, I bought a jumper that comes next month of my favorite YouTubers, which is all about the paranormal. It's Twin Paranormal, and they got like Ghost Gang and all that. We was actually watching it on the stream, which I think I might do like every Sunday. We just watch an episode of it whilst sitting there eating dinner, because it's fun.
Yeah, I'm saying that time though, thinking, oh my god, this shows you how fast I eat, because I'm like, you're like an hour or so late, and I'm like, what the hell is he eating that takes an hour? Like,
honestly, like, all my friends eat so fast.
I would have been like I think I'd been on tenths by then.
I may eat slow, but I out-eat everyone. Everyone eats fast around me, and I just keep eating. Even though I'm a slow eater, but the quantity I can eat, insane.
When I was younger, I could eat insane amount of quantities as well. That's why I was so big. Like, spoilers, young Chilli was in 4XL t-shirts. So
now Paul is in 5XL.
Yeah.
But I have 5XL because I like the bag. I like it.
Yeah, I was gonna say. And that was kid, so.
My fat doesn't really show. Like, I've had people think, because I'm quite heavy, so my friends are like really confused, because obviously they're like, oh no, I probably weigh more than you, Paul. And I'm like, no, fucking no. And when I tell them my weight, they're like, you don't fucking look it. And I'm like, yeah, it's because I'm tall. So it kind of like weighs out the cons. I also do have a condition where it adds weight, like the big water weight. So, you know, big water weight.
Right,
it
says they're in 5XL.
Hell yeah. Everyone, like, never be ashamed of 5XL. It's just clothes. Right. Feel good in your clothes. That's what I say.
Yeah.
Feel good in your clothes.
As long as you
don't have what I
have,
because
the most.
I was talking to my doctor the other day, and like, I had to go to another therapist that was actually in the not the hospital, it was a clinic, and I might have a small case of body dysmorphia because of my lymphedema, because everyone looks at my legs. Because you've seen my legs, didn't you, Jenny? Like, they're quite big because of all the fluids.
I wouldn't think they're that big, though. You think they're bigger than they are, I think, in my opinion.
Yeah, and that's where, like, the body dysmorphia comes in, and I start feeling bad about myself and shit. Because I love wearing shorts. I love showing off my legs, like, in shorts. I love wearing shorts. Shorts are great. Praise the shorts. But, you know, so I have like that, and I was like, okay, cool. This is not what I need now. Also, I'm sorting out my hip. You know, because I walk with a cane. Not a lot of people know I walk with a cane. Chili knows, because we're at last FanFest, I was with a cane. But I have a condition where my hip is protruding out more on my right side than it is on my left. And it's causing impingements in my leg tendons. So that's why I'm always in pain with my hips. Like, I can't walk more than, like, I'm going to say about 10 minutes down the road before I have to sit down because I'm in absolute pain. But I'm getting that sorted. So I found out what that was. So, but now I have to wait until, one, the 20th of next month to go see a specialist, because it's hell trying to get appointments in England. It's probably hell in America too, Ben. You have to pay for it. That's even the worst part. Like, bless you Americans. Like, I bless up, nothing happens to you. And you have, like, the worst weather. Damn. Over here, it just rains. But now I'm also hungry for hot pot now. Damn it. Damn it, that chimera.
I started because it made me hungry. I'm happy I had some rice beforehand. Oh. Ryan Knife says they're 6'4". That's tall. I wish I was that tall. I'm 5'5", so. And Winter said shorts gang. I finally wore shorts last year, but I used to rarely wear shorts because I was so embarrassed about my legs as well. Not because they're big. Mm-hmm. I know, but it sounds weird. It's because because they're so hairless.
Yeah, I think I've got more hair on my entire body than Chili has, like, on his. Like, I think my arms got the most.
I could never wear shorts going out because I always felt embarrassed that I have no, like, leg hair at all, really. Like, there's little bits, like, you can see it if you stare, but if you're not staring, it looks like I'm hairless legs, and I was always embarrassed.
It's also very blonde.
Yeah.
The hairs are very blonde.
My hair is very blonde. Even though my hair is dark on my head, my leg hairs and stuff like that, my arm hairs are all blonde. I'm like, I don't know why. So, I've got natural dyed arms and legs.
Natural dyed arms. Yeah.
So I used to never wear.
I'm a hairy boy.
I'm 5'7", Chili. Don't feel bad, my boy. Yeah, I'm 5'5", so I'm a little bit shorter. Paul, see me.
Yeah. I think everyone said as well. We took that one picture in the hotel room, and I was like dwarfing over you. Yes.
But then there's sometimes pictures where I take a picture and people get confused when I say I'm really short. They're like, you look so tall. I'm like, no, it's perspective.
Camera angles.
Camera angles. Everything but bigger.
Yeah. You know, that's what men tell themselves when they send their ding along to women.
Yeah, please don't do
perspective.
That. Perspective. I send your hot pots to...
Ask for consent.
Send pictures of your hot pots.
Yeah, send your pictures of your hot pots.
Unsolicited hot pots.
Yeah.
Please don't do that.
Unsolicited hot pots. I've sent you my hot pots. Why aren't you responding? That needs to be a fucking meme, please.
Glass, I look at
Cameron's community, get on that. Get her a picture of a hot pot. Fucking photograph that shit.
But I guess we should talk about some Final Fantasy 14 news that is coming up, because we've had quite a bit. Because we've been away a month. You know, we're back.
No, I want to talk about Hot Pot now.
Paul, we're back after a month.
After a month.
Yeah, it's been a month since the last episode. Sorry, that's why we're rambling so much, because it's been a while since we've actually been able to catch up with stuff like this on the show. Because, you know, a month since our last episode, which is crazy. Because we're normally regular with every 2 weeks, but I had to go away for I can talk about now. I had to go try out the new ESO expansion. And then after that, I was away.
Lucky.
I still have it installed, by the way. It's all fully installed on my laptop still. The whole expansion.
I love the ESO. I gave ESO such a high rating where it became probably one of my top games to play. For when it comes out, I probably won't be playing it because I just don't have the money for it right now.
You'd get on PC, so it wouldn't be too bad. But it comes out basically at the same time as Dawn Trail on PlayStation.
Because
June 2nd on PC and then June 18th on PlayStation and Xbox. So that's literally a week or so before Dawn Trail.
Yeah, I kind of want to put, like, right now all my eggs in kind of one basket for now.
Yeah.
Because I love how ESO is, where it's just I can just go on there, play the game. I don't have to get to end game straight away. I'm just enjoying, because there is an end game to ESO, but there's also, like, I can just chill and just go through the stories. Stories are so good. One, they're all voice acted, so my dyslexic ass don't have to read like I do in sometimes in Final Fantasy, and I get confused. Like, what did they fucking say? Yeah, also, you have got the Elden Ring well. DLC.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's why Yoshi P was like, yeah, yo, I'll give you a week. You play that Elden Ring DLC, but I'll give you a week. Then you can play the expansion. So, I'm really looking forward to it because my friends who haven't completed the story yet, that includes Rinny and that haven't completed, they haven't beaten Endwalker yet, which they need to get on it because obviously this will be their first expansion. Same with Winter, because Winter's getting there. He's like level 80 now, White Mage. I'm hoping he's enjoying the game. I am hoping. And this will be their first expansion. Like when it comes out, like this is their not like coming in like a week or that. So I'm hoping they enjoy it. I know the servers may be shitty, and they are on Sergeant Tanis, which may make it a little bit harder because that is like another raiding server.
Ah, congratulations on Stormblood.
Yeah.
Winter said that they got to Stormblood. Nice. You're about to enter greatest part of the game, Eureka. Congratulations. You can soon unlock Eureka.
Yeah, you need to get off that.
Sorry if this is badly edited, but we're back again. It's because I didn't start the show with we're back. That's why.
We're back.
Because I didn't start with we're back. That's why. They cursed us by having to say we're back.
We're back.
We said it, gods of we're back, okay? Man. Windows decided, for anyone watching the podcast, that I didn't want to stream anymore. And that I wanted to lose viewers. And I also wanted to stream anymore. And it reset itself. So, you don't hear me?
Yeah, they don't hear you on stream.
How about now?
Nah,
you should hear me now.
No, they do.
There we go.
It's all going down here. We've hit the eighth. The eighth year anniversary. It's over. It's fucking Jehovah, dude. It's Jehovah. Oh no.
But you know what isn't over? Yo-Kai Watch, because it's back.
Oh god,
Yo-Kai Watch returns.
Why did you segue that into this? No.
I mean, Yo-Kai's a demon, so it makes sense I'm segueing a demon company into demons, right? Makes sense.
Yo-Kai Watch.
Yeah. It's back. Now with a new panel. Can I say I'm frustrated about the new thing? There's not even a grind for it. I want a grind for it.
Is there a grind?
For the old stuff, you gotta grind that, like for the weapons and mounts and stuff like that. But you know, the new adventure plate.
Oh, cool. You just get it for free?
You just buy it with MGP, like everything else recently.
Oh, easy.
I want something, though. Like, it feels...
I thought they were making this game harder. Yoshi P, the fuck, man? They're supposed to be making this a little bit harder for us. Make it a little bit more challenging. Or another lie? Like Vieira hats, was this just another lie?
To be fair, that could also be just a mistranslation. Like, it maybe didn't mean challenging, maybe it meant something else.
Yeah, it's just mistranslated, just like the Vieira hat situation. It was, we are going to give you two. No, we're not actually going to give Vieira's and Hrothgar's.
Yeah, I know, it's just because Xbox just came and they're making it so that Xbox players can get it. Plus, they come back every so often. And also, there'd be weapons in the next one that comes back because they do weapons, mount, weapons, play the weapons next time will be when it comes back again. But like, I would have liked some sort of grind to make sure to make it so that I have to do something to get the plate. I'm not saying it has to be much because you've got a lot of grinding to get the weapons and the mount, but like, make it so that another fate drops the medals or something for the plate. Or make it so you need like one of every medal. I think that'd be one fair, right? I know there's a lot of medals, but like, make sure you make like one of each medal and then you get the plate or something like that. Yeah, just something that you have to actually participate in rather than just, oh, here you go, here's MGP.
I might have to fucking uninstall my Streamlabs and fucking reinstall it again. Because every time I try and log out and log back into it, it just closes it down. Fucking rip. I mean, I didn't do the Yo-Kai Watch stuff, so I didn't really do it. So I could do it this time around and get the mount and stuff. I don't like fates that much, but I may be persuaded to kind of just sit there and do it. And just.
I mean, you got jobs to level up on that character, so you can do on those, right?
Yeah.
So you know, you're doing two things at once, right?
Yeah. Could be a bit fun.
Yeah. Well, fun's a strong word, but two things that work.
Okay, I'm probably just going to stick like anime on or like a Warhammer lore video on, and I just like go ham at just doing those. Which possibly could be it. Could be the way I want to do it.
And then the Make It Rain campaign will be... Well, sorry, the Moogle event starts on the 14th, right?
Yes.
And then the Make It Rain event starts on the 15th for some reason. You know, one day afterwards. Why not just start them both at the same time, OCP? Why not just start them both on the 14th?
I don't know. Would have been nice. Obviously, we've still got the crossover event with 16 still going. Then that ends on
the 15th. On the 8th, right? You're right.
So it ends on the 8th. And then we got, obviously, this Yo-Kai Watch. Like, all the time. Yo-Kai Watch is just going to be here. It's just going to be there.
Yeah, so. It's just here. It's your friend. It loves you. Until,
and then
like,
we got
the expansion.
Obviously, we got like the media talk. They have announced that media tour stuff. And then, obviously, people that are not content creators and people who are not content creators like me will probably just be doing, you know, the Make It Rain stuff. So, and obviously, we've got the Moogle Treasure Trove, which I'm interesting of what they're going to give us, like what the rewards are going to be. So, you know.
Oh, and the Dragon Quest collab returns in June as well, right?
Yes, June the 5th.
So there's that as well. June 5th, it arrives. So you'll be able to get your BDSM mask and your wobbly hat.
And your wobbly hat that the Everest will not be able to use.
Yeah. And you can get some Puff Puff. Which...
some Puff.
Don't ask us what that actually means.
Get a weed.
Those camos, so I will join you, Paul. Nice.
He knows camos. Yeah, I mean, I might do it. And then we're obviously down for 48-hour maintenance. Fuck knows what we're going to do for the 48-hour maintenance.
Sleep. We're going to sleep for the 48-hour maintenance. We become vampires that just sleep for 48 hours and wake up. We also have to make sure the download starts because basically the 48-hour maintenance is because you're re-downloading the whole game again because it's a 150-gigabyte download, right?
Yes.
So,
well, it's not you're downloading the whole game again. It's like they're going to download the expansion and then they're going to verify all the fucking things to make.
No, you got
to
remember. And then you're basically redown the whole update because of all the update textures from the old game. So you're going to be pretty much redownloading the whole game again when it comes.
Well,
to
you're not
going to
be redownloading the whole game again. They're just going to be adding in new graphics.
Yeah, but that's
basically just like doing a repair, and basically, when you do a repair, if you're missing files, they'll just download the files. That's basically what we're going to be doing, along with downloading the expansion.
Yeah, for every texture.
Which is going to be a nightmare.
So
every single texture.
Well, most of the textures, not every texture, because we've learned some of the textures will be added later on. Like we learned during the live layer that 7.1 will have textures for old Jolt Pacific equipment. Because they won't be available in 7.0, so they haven't finished them all, so they're going to be pushing those to 7.1. So they said that the graphical update isn't just Dawn Trail 7.0. There will be stuff that happens over the patch cycle to improve older stuff that wasn't there. Perhaps hats.
Yeah, I'm not getting my hopes up for that one. I've content myself with that Yoshi P just lied to us.
except for Paladin, because for some they said that because they test a lot of the job equipment, Paladin's job stuff is already in Dawntrail upgrade, so it's already ready.
Nice.
And they joked about releasing it first, but then they told him, no, Yoshi P, make it wait until everyone else. So,
I was just saying, it's going to be annoying for me if I do want to do, like, media tour stuff, because I have to wait for when other people release their stuff so I can have a look at it and then have an opinion about it.
That's yeah, and I can't talk about, like, if I go to it, like, who knows? I'm not going to say I'm going to be there, but, like, you know, if I get to go, it's going to be like, well, I can't talk about anything that happened.
Until the embargo lifts.
I don't know. I don't know anything. Nothing.
Obviously, there's always going to be like stuff like they're going to say, okay, you've done this content and now you can only release it when we say you release
it. Yeah.
So
there'll be a date that we can talk and release and show stuff, which will probably be, what, June-ish? Like,
I'm probably going to say it's probably going to be like
June 14th.
Like the Monday will be probably like the 27th or some shit like that.
No, it won't be. So
obviously they got that. Well, that they got to get around all the media tours.
It's gonna be the information can be released on June 14th. Probably, I'm guessing. This is based on nothing. Square Enix. I have no information. If anyone comes up me from Square Enix and like you, I have no details. But I'm just going over the fact that the media tour goes from the 15th until the 31st. Well, 30th/30th. And then there's a live layer on the 14th of June. So I'm just using the fact that there's a live letter that they'll probably showcase a lot of the job actions that were shown off in the media tour in June 14th. And then either the 14th or the 15th, we'll be allowed to show them ourselves because they've already shown it at the live letter. Yeah. I'm just going off by the schedule that everyone saw.
Yeah, the schedule that they put up there. Yeah. I mean, I don't mind, but that gives like obviously a lot of people that come from the media tour to edit their shit and like talk and to make sure and all that. Unfortunately for me, I'm going to post have opinion. My opinions are probably just going to be me streaming and watching videos and maybe put it up on YouTube. So, yeah. How am I going to edit that shit?
And to remember, Media Talk folk won't have that long to play the jobs. So some of the stuff will not be 100% accurate, nor will there be, even if they are accurate from what they played, remember that some of the stuff that can change between the Media Tour build and the full release. So potencies and all that lot can change. So just because someone says, oh my God, I don't know, Red Mage is the most broken job in the game, doesn't mean that by the time Dawntrail drops that Red Mage is actually the most broken. They could have nerfed it between builds and now it's the worst job in the game.
See, Chili's done this before. He's been to many, many media tours. He hangs out with the cool kids. He knows.
Media tours, but I just know from previous, like the ESO event that I went to recently, they were like, oh, don't talk about potencies because they're not finished yet. I'm like, yeah, some of these potencies are zero, so of course they're not finished. They're like, shield toss, damage over time, zero potency. Well, this is great. This does lots damage. Yeah, it's because it wasn't finished yet. They were still working and tweaking the battle systems, and they'll do that for 14 until, you know, release. And even then, as we know, hotfixes and patches exist, so
yeah, there will be a there always is, there's always a patch where they kind of try and fix stuff / nerf or buff when it comes to the raids, because they always do that. They always, you know, if they don't like a certain thing, they'll change it and all that. But we have a month till that, so I'm happy with that, so I get to play the game, not feel so stressed out. So that's what's making me happy, because I do have three characters to level. So makes my life just a little bit more easier.
And not just that, but like, I don't know. I mean, in some ways, the nerfing and buffing, that's in some ways the best benefits of ESO. Not ESO, World of Warcraft, because they've just had like their alpha recently.
Yeah, they have like PTRs and shit, so where people get to try it with the full potencies and then they just go around it.
By the way, is audio going through? Because although I can see the bars going up, it says 0 decibels. So I just want to make sure that you can actually hear.
Yeah. Okay. They can hear. I literally just turned it up and I can hear myself again.
Thank you. I just wanted to make sure, because Streamlabs is like 0.0 decibels. So I'm like, oh, okay.
That's great. My Streamlabs crashed, so I'm probably going to have to like uninstall and then reinstall later because it's starting to piss me off. They even tried switching to the podcast scenes and it just crashed on me. So I'm like, okay, I'm going to have to reinstall this. It's starting to annoy me. But it only started happening when they recently updated it. And it really annoying. How dare they break my stuff? But yeah, no. So I'll probably do most of mine.
I mean, rather they break my stuff than force me to close everything down and restart. I hate that so much.
So probably what I'm doing is probably my NA character is probably going to be the first one I level. So I'm going to be doing that with Chili because we're going to do story together. And then it's probably going to be my main EU and then second EU. And then, like, I should be fine there. So take me a week, roughly, in each one. And obviously, the added one is because, obviously, early access as well. So it kind of works out for us. Because with NA, we're going to early access, so we get to start early. So we might be able to finish early, and then I can start working on my EU character.
Riot King says I could run tank for you on NA.
Oi! Oi! Oi!
Oh, God! I'm being attacked by what? So many!
Get out of here!
Oh, God!
Get out of here! Get out of here!
All of them at once!
Get out of here, boy! Get out of here!
The bots came marching in! The bots,
they're attacking!
Came marching in!
What the fuck's our mods?
We are the mods! Those bots have been attacking every channel. Okay, thanks, AIM. We haven't had bots in ages. That's crazy. AIM bots. Oh, thank you. That was something.
That was something.
So yeah, I what we were talking about again? I've forgotten. Dawn Trail stuff, right? The expansion launch. World of Warcraft has that alpha test that just happened recently for the War Within. So people are, like, in some ways, the private, I can understand why test servers are good, but it sucks for story spoilers, like, and it also sucks for raid mechanics, because, like, it's good in a way so that people can practice and stuff, I guess, but it's also bad because, in my opinion, it ruins the experience of the first playthrough when it actually goes live, because people have already played it.
A lot of people that do the alpha test, though, one, are usually people that kind of review it and kind of like try and make YouTube videos and all that. Some of them just try because they want to try out their classes, different LP. And then obviously for the raids, you have obviously the really bad, like hardcore raiders that do the race, like world first and shit. So, and obviously that's a real big, that has a big deal over in WoW. Like, you know, they make, you know, they have people that actually like get sponsored for that shit. We don't get that here. We have obviously our little charity stream that we do with Frosty. Like Frosty sets all that up and does like stuff for
big
charity.
Big shout out to Frosty
as
always for wonderfully setting that up every time.
So it's like, you know, it's kind of like, you know, how it goes, which is really cool because obviously does a lot for charity and helps out and does great stuff and we get to watch it and all that. But I wish it was bigger here, you know. But obviously we have a lot of thing where it's like, it's just truly world first because some world firsts are using mods, they're using add-ons, that's against the rules. You know, and there's been a whole lot of controversy, like how will we know that, you know, world first was done without mods and all that stuff like that. Because, like, remember, like, those people that got world first last, like, Ultima or whatever, you know, they got a lot of hate, like a lot of hate, because obviously they used mods. They used like, was it like zoom out hack or whatever, like to zoom out further to see stuff. I know there's been a lot of drama about like auto mods, not auto mods, like AM or whatever. It's like auto markers. That's it, like auto markers and stuff like that. And so like, I know the PF is getting like, you know, you can't join a PF if it says have auto markers and all that stuff in. That's no, I'm not a top end raider. I just raid for fun.
And so, plus, we at Moogle Go Around do not support the use of mods unless it's stuff like Reshade, in which case it's accepted basically because, you know, nope. It's built into Nvidia. So we do not at Moogle Go Around support mods officially. I just want to make sure that, you know, Square Enix doesn't poop on us for shouting out those mods.
Well, actually, I know we're bringing a light of what kind of happened and what's happening around in the old. So, you cannot blame me for that. I was just bringing a lighter thing. We don't use mods. You've seen my streams. You've seen Chili stream.
I mean, Chili I play on PlayStation. I'll be impressed.
You know? And you've seen, like, I don't have mods. I'm like, I just don't use them. I don't use them because I don't understand them and I don't want them. I like the base game how it is, you know? I am a base game Steve. I like my base game. And now it's getting new graphics, which makes it even better.
Yeah.
That's all I cared about.
Well, talking about new graphics, Winter says, as someone who comes from the Destiny community, World's First and mods are a big deal. Yes, World's First is really important for Destiny because you get a code, right, which normally allows you to purchase something on the store for a discount. Like, I think there was like coats and stuff like that and pins. Like you there's actual reward. You get a reward for being world first.
That's pretty
like good. The stuff is priced at like really high until you actually use the world first code, in which case then it's, you know, highly discounted. I think it's a belt from Bungie.
Damn.
That's so cool. I must say, I did see the controversy about the raid to, I joined in with the controversy myself, even though I don't play Destiny anymore. Some friends of mine were really frustrated about the new Destiny raid because it's launching around the same time as the actual game's release, you know, the expansion's release.
Oh, okay.
The raid launches 3 days after the expansion does. So you've got 3 days to beat the story and get ready for the raid. Yeah, that's how it used to be. But that's, I don't know, I much prefer a delay. That's just me.
Yeah, it gives me time to not stress out about it, but yeah. I'd like to see them adjust the TOS to allow cosmetic stuff, because I thought about modding Final Fantasy XIV and tattoos and hairstyles, but decided it's not worth the risk. It's not worth the risk. It's not.
I will say, you know, with those stuff, it's the same as anything, where it's more dangerous for me and Paul because we stream, so therefore it's a visible thing for everyone. But if you're just doing it for personal reasons, there's a huge chance that you're not going to be here. Like, if you're just doing it for you and not just, you know, doing it to one-up people or show that you're better than everyone else, then there's a huge chance you're going to be okay. I'm not going to say you will be okay because, A, you know, I don't work for Square Enix and, you know, their terms of service is a thing, but... Like, as long as you're not doing something that affects someone else or hurts someone else, they don't often go after you.
Do I wish there was more tattoos in the game? Do I wish there was more beard options in the game? What I would, if there are more hats in the game? Yes, I would love that. Will Square Enix do that? Probably not. But
I mean, yeah, imagine my
Lalafell
with
do.
A massive beard.
Hell yeah. You know? But that's, you know, that is why the majority of Final Fantasy go into. Which I see a lot on Twitter, so Twitter be weird if you go into that side of Twitter. Twitter can be a little bit weird.
Just weird. It's Twitter. What?
Just a tiny bit.
In that side of things, it's Twitter. Well, you know what, Paul? You know why we're talking about graphics and stuff like that with Dawn Trail? We should bring up the fact that, by the time this goes live, actually, on Podbean, it would be over by now because it'll be going out after this ends. But if you're watching this live, as we speak with our words and stuff, hopefully we're still live. I'm keeping my fingers crossed that we don't crash again. April 22nd will be the ending of the sweepstakes. And if you've got a Twitter account, you can, and you've run the benchmark, you can try to win some prizes.
Prizes.
You can win either, the Bluebird earrings, which I don't see the point because the earrings are so small. The galley cap, which is cool. The Strife hairstyle, which is the cloud hairstyle from Fantasy VII, and the Noble Barding. So yes, you've got a chance to win all those. Maybe they don't like me, so I've never won a single one of these. Paul, is there any you want?
No, I'd like the. Well, to be fair, I wouldn't mind the galley cap, but it doesn't work on the areas. So,
boo.
You know,
well, the Strife hairstyle I don't like because it has a little thing at the front, so I don't like that. But yeah, I would also go for
as he wears it right there on his PNG. Yeah.
You can see it right here. I'm showcasing the Strife hairstyle right now. Look at that.
The earrings now, no barding. I barely get my chocobo out, so I don't really use it that much. So,
which by the way, I didn't get the information for that, but the chocobo was the number one mount used, right?
Yes.
Yeah, which confused me. I was like, who uses the mount?
Apparently everyone.
Everyone, I don't know. I wonder if it wins by default because everyone uses so many different mounts that because so many everybody uses so many different mounts, the fact that you have to have the chocobo at the start means it won one of the number ones because everyone's using randomizer. All the other mounts. Do you understand what I mean?
Yeah.
When there's 1,000 mounts and everyone has one by default, then that one wins because everyone has to use it at one point. So there's more people using it at one point. While everyone else later on uses all different mounts. So it becomes number one because you get it first and everyone has it.
So I'm still thinking, like, why the hell would a Hrothgar or a Viera try and go for the, try and win anything from Square Enix?
I mean, maybe they want the barding.
Yeah, maybe.
I don't even know the earring is visible. I don't know. But maybe yeah, they it, want the
it,
earring.
It is visible.
Maybe they won the bluebird earring.
Well, it's cute, bluebird.
It is cute, but my issue is I'm a Lalafell, so it's tiny. So, but yeah, if you want a chance to win, you got to tweet out. Here, I'll put the link to the event in our chat. So you need a Twitter account. Yeah, free stuff. Winter said free stuff is free stuff. So if you've got a Twitter account and you want a chance to enter, you'll have a chance to win the earrings and. But Twitter, no. Quen's like, I want that, but no, I ain't using Twitter. And also means that if you have a PlayStation, you can't enter this, which sucks. Like, I still hate the fact that they haven't ever released this on PlayStation. Like, I know that sounds weird because it wouldn't really be the same thing, but yeah. My view is they should release it on PlayStation so that people can create their characters and try them out in the new graphic style. Because there's some people that would be cool. That don't like it, so... talking about graphics, I guess we should start talking about that for a little bit. Dawntrail's getting some massive upgrades, aren't they?
They are.
Anything from nice grass, because the grass looks much better, to mounts now tilt when you turn, which is cool. For any thoughts?
Some mount.
Yeah, some mounts, not all mounts.
Not all mounts. There'll probably be like ones that have like probably, but you know. But still, it is still cool. I'm really excited for the graphical update because it does look very nice, very immersive. I do like all the immersiveness in the game, so I'm happy with it. The character upgrades were a little weird when I was going through the character customization. Trying to make my bun boy how I am in game now looks fucking shite. It looked really bad. So... I had to like kind of redo my bun boy, and I kind of showed it off on Twitter a little bit. They were quite cool. I didn't mind them; they looked pretty cute and stuff. So, you know, we'll see which one I go with. Because obviously, we get a free Fantasia with the graphical update, so we can change our characters or how we want it to look. Fremhothgar is amazing. You know, I shouldn't really call it Fremhothgar. I like calling it Hrothgars because it just sounds a lot better. Hrothgars sound great. But I might make an alt-it because it does look really cool. They looks cool. It feels cool. They look cute. It feels great. So Hrothgars are pretty dope. Will they get hats? No. We will never see the light that is hats. It will never happen. But, you know, at least we can feel cute, I guess. Sad to no hat. You know, I liked it. It looked all nice. Can't wait for it. It's going to be immersive. I have two characters. I play on one Viera and the other is a Grahetia clone. Nice. Yeah, best cat man. Best cat boy. I thought I would have to drop 450 USD to play Dawntrail. Oh, what, for like a new PC or something?
Man, that would be rough having to drop that much money to play. That's it. This is why I'm happy I play on console because, yeah. Yeah. Thank you, Yoshi P.
I mean, I think Gwen upgraded his PC. I don't know.
Nice.
I mean, it does help. I know that a couple of people have.
You need a new CPU. Yeah, I feel like my laptop CPU is limiting mine. That's why I get what I do. But I'm happy with console and just using the laptop for streaming.
Yeah, I'm probably going to change my second EU character probably to Hrothgar, just because I think I kind of want to. Because I'm playing three characters, so at least I'm going to get Bun Boy and Hrothgar. So I'm happy with it. And Hrothgars are now officially the tallest race. Nice. That's what. Yeah.
I will say, if you are doing the benchmark, please check to see if you have an NVIDIA card and to see if DLSS will actually run better on your system than FSR. I see so many people posting screenshots with NVIDIA cards, especially like 30s and 40s, and they're in FSR mode. And if they switch to DLSS, you'll often see an improvement in both the graphics performance and the actual performance of the game. So I know I keep saying this to everyone and I feel like I'm, you know, being annoying, but please, if you have done the benchmark, just try it in both and see which one is better for you, because you might find out one is better than the other. You use AMD. So that means FSR might be better for you. It really depends on what, as I said, what your system is and what your PC parts are. So, and the reason, by the way, the reason why FSR is default is because PlayStation 4, 5, Xbox Series S, and Xbox Series X all use AMD APUs. So all of their the CPU and GPU are actually AMD.
AMD.
I know we could talk about the graphical update for this entire show, but I don't know what I want to talk about now. I feel like it's been a month, but really, there's not been much to talk about, really. It's just graphical update, which frankly is not something.
Alpha Node outfit came out, and the voice actor streams now. That's pretty good.
I think his name is right. I'm so bad with names. Is now streaming. Yeah, Colin Ryan. I was right. God, how did I get that right? And I can't remember. Oh well, is now streaming on Twitch. His first stream happened recently, and his next stream will have happened on Sunday. So he's a lovely individual, even though I'm not a huge fan of Alphanote, but still he is a lovely individual, and I would recommend going check out his streams. I don't know why we're shouting him out. He has like 2,000 people watching him at a time. It's crazy, but you know, still, you got to give him a shout out, right? It's pretty cool that the voice actors, like Bethany Walker, aka Alice, streams, Crystal Mummy streams, doesn't she as well? Yeah, Amanda. So many different voice actors and singers from Final Fantasy 14 are starting to stream. So it's and they had an interview with Fruity Snacks about fishing recently as well, which was pretty cool. Go check out that as well. I feel like this is a nice stopping point, really, because as much as we can talk about graphics, it's very hard to talk about graphics when we're not showing graphics.
Now Chili's going to have to go around panicking, trying to put this episode together.
As long as it exists, that's fine. That's all that matters.
as long as it exists, it's there.
I can edit it together. But no, thank you everyone for the support today. Thank you again to cameras for the raid.
No one will know the hot pot meme.
Oh no, I'll download it from Twitch. I'll make it come. It will come to me.
I want the hot pot meme. I sent you my hot pot. Please respond. Please, someone from our community, make that a meme. Please.
But we're close to 1,150 followers, so thank you everyone for the support today. I hope everyone likes the new layout. I hope everyone likes the new... By the way, did you like the new offline screen? Because we crashed and came back, got some offline screen, right? It's totally planned. I meant to crash my PC and get frustrated and angry. All part of the podcast plan.
It's all part of the plan. Yeah.
I wrote in the text document, but I changed the text document white, and then I also wrote the text in white so Paul couldn't see it or select it somehow. I'm just that good.
Yeah, pretty much. I can get into things. I'm going to have to feel like I'm going to have to uninstall my OBS Streamlabs and just re. Yeah. Maybe I'll get OBS.
Paul, is there anything you want to say before we wrap up?
Play games the way you play them. Have fun with them. And if you're a streamer out there, don't worry about the view count. Don't do it. Just turn it off. You don't need to see it. As long as you have that one person, that's all you should care about. Also, I really want fucking hot pot now. Thank you, Carolus.
I was going to say, that's a lovely message to end this with, Paul. And then you like hot pots. Imagine hot pots.
my belly's actually grumbling. I am going to have to go get like food now. I'm going to have to go like, find a snack or something. And I've got to go to bed because I've got to wake up in the morning. I've got a fucking appointment. So
I've got PvP in 3 hours.
Woo, PvP.
So There's that as well.
Who doesn't?
So anyway, thank you everyone for listening. Thank you again for the raid. Thank you for the follows. Thank you for the support. Remember, you can email us at mugglegardenradio@gmail.com. You can contact us at mrg_chili. Also, you can join our Discord down below if you want to chat with us and other people in the community. There's other things in the community, like food stuff, promotions. We have an NSFW channel. We have a lot of stuff down there. So if you want to, a chance to chat with us and other people in the community, just hit the little sexy Loom Chan down below, because it looks really sexy for some reason.
And if you are a streamer out there or an upcoming podcaster and you want us to come on your show, or you want to come on our show to promote it, send us a message, either on Discord or on Twitter. So yeah, I haven't ever been invited to a show. Well, I have.
I mean, you have, but this Saturday.
Are we allowed to say it? Or I didn't know if we're allowed to say it.
I don't know if we can say it or not, but I'm just saying that we have, technically.
Yeah, we're going to invite to a show. I haven't said
which one it is, but we'll be in the podcast this Saturday.
I don't know if they stream it or not. I don't know.
I'm not sure. We'll find out this Saturday.
We'll find out this Saturday, half an hour after I end my raid.
Yeah, and we have also bought Managed Democracy. We have done some Helldivers. So yeah, thank you to everyone that listens. Yeah. I'm getting the podcast here. Hopefully this is all together. We'll be back in 2 weeks. I actually don't have a guest planned right now, so I'm going to have to try and find a guest. So thank you, everyone.
Remember, democracy reigns. We will see you out there, Erosians, to go on vacation.
We're closer to Dawn Trail.
Episodes.
Bye. Bye.